Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
New York City is one of the world's leading magnets for immigration. Immigrants contributed approximately $232 billion to the city's GDP and accounted for 45% of its workforce. But the unfairness experienced by immigrant New Yorkers go far beyond just immigration issues, and they remain largely unaddressed. How do the mayoral candidates feel about immigrants in New York? Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates. This is People Power Politics. You have the votes. You have the power. Vote for the right person.
And hey, who is the biggest lawyer in the world? Some people call him God. Some people call him Jesus. Some people call him Allah. There are many names that he is given. But a lot of people believe he's the final arbitrator. He's the man who's going to decide whether you burn in hell or you go to the glorious heaven. Yes, we are in a pandemic. A lot of us are mentally strained. Boy, some of us really need help. But my people, logic must prevail. And when we talk about logic, we are talking about how we make decisions. How do attorneys help you make a decision? And that decision-making process requires a review of the facts, research on the law, and then recommendations to your client. Many times we may meet with people and those lawyers, those advocates, whatever you want to call them, they are not doing a proper job. They don't listen to the facts. They don't do the legal research. And then instead of helping you, the client, they make matters sometimes even worse. We at the law firm of Figaro & Associates are professionals. We want to get the job done for you. We know that we have to listen to the facts. We know that we have to do the legal research in order that you receive professional representations. Many times people come from other lawyers. They come from notaries. They even come and complain about their family who gave them bad legal advice. Part of what we do here on Figaro & Associates, the law firm, is to give out free consultations. Why? We are trying to put you on the right path. Why? This is how we give back to our community. Because those free legal consultations, we could charge $100, $150 for those who call, but we don't. And charity, which is love, we need to appreciate. And sometimes when you give charity, you don't receive charity. But most of the people who obviously call and we give them free consults are very respectful. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. In 2021, we have a very, very important mayor's race. And as an immigrant to the United States of America, came here in 1985, practicing law for a quarter of a century, which is 25 years or more. What I've witnessed, what I have seen, and that's part of witnessing, is a lot of people running for office that are not qualified to represent us. And unfortunately, a lot of our own people, blacks, Hispanics, they don't seem to understand our needs. They just want the office and they just want a job. And that is, you know, that's a heartbreak. That is very disheartening. Because some of the problems that we have, like medical issues in our community, is what has caused a lot of us to die during this pandemic. So in our communities, we have 3 and 4 times the city average in diabetes, heart disease, HIV, Therefore, COVID will kill us even more. Over 25% of New York City, we are naturalized citizens. A lot of us from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. And at one time in New York City, New York State, there were voting rights for green card holders in New York City. We're not talking about people who are undocumented. We're talking about green card holders. There are many green card holders from Haiti, the Africa, Latin America, who for one reason or the other hasn't become a U.S. citizen, but they should vote. Why? Because their children are attending public schools in New York City, when almost 90% are children of immigrants. And these schools are totally segregated. New York City, the most segregated public school in the country. And those schools also are underfunded. And in this race for the mayor position, I would like to see a mayor who supports voting rights for green card holders. So we hear in Georgia, they are trying to take away your voting rights. What we need to do in this country, in this state, is expand voting rights to green card holders. And in New York State, I would like to see, my colleagues like to see, progressive people would like to see, immigrants would like to see, green card holders would like to vote, and they should vote in municipal elections, meaning in the mayor's race, in the city council race, those type of races, we would like to have a voice because we do not have a voice. Ms. Morales, she's running for the mayor of New York City. She supports voting rights for green card holders. Eric Adams, he does not support voting rights for green card holders. McGuire, he doesn't support voting rights for green card holders. Meyer, she does not support voting rights for green card holders. What these three people have in common, they are African Americans. And why are these three African Americans not intelligent enough to understand that they should support Caribbean immigrants, African immigrants, all immigrants in New York City that have a green card that should be voting in the mayor's race? Ms. Morales has continually been the candidate in this mayor's race who understand the issues and have solutions. I'm not endorsing her. I am saying that she is educated enough, understands the issues, and could best represent the concerns that we have in the immigrant community, which includes Caribbean Americans, which include Africans from Africa and the whole diaspora, Latinos. So she has an issue that these other candidates should address. So the next time you get a call from these African-American candidates to be the mayor of New York City, you ask them, Mr. Adams, why are you not supporting voting rights for green card holders? Mr. McGuire, why are you not supporting voting rights for green card holders? Meyer, why are you not supporting voting rights for green card holders? Your civil rights, my African-American brothers, is the same as the immigrant community. You cannot distinguish yourself as being a different group. You have to ally yourself with immigrants. And you have to be vocal for the things that those immigrants need and demand, just like African Americans have historically demanded in this country. So, when I was stopped and frisked by police in New York City, yeah, I was arrested. Sergeant John of the 83rd Precinct said, "Hey, Mr. Figaro, I'm going to put you through the system and teach you a lesson." You see, he didn't care about anything, Sergeant John of the 83rd Precinct. He was judge, jury, executioner. And our people, when you go out there, African Americans, yeah, when you go out there, just like how when we go out there, they don't see immigrant or whatever. They see black, and black come in different shades. So you African Americans that are running for the mayorship of New York City,
Stop distinguishing yourself. Maybe you want to be too close to the white man. Maybe slavery damaged your brains. Maybe slavery made you think that you need to aspire to what white people have done in this country, which is what? Oppress us as a people. So Eric Adams, McGuire, Maya, you need to get on board and support voting rights for green card holders. And you, my listenership, vote intelligently. Vote for what benefits you, because everyone is voting for what benefits them. And we Caribbean people, we people from Africa, we people from Latin America, we have to vote for a candidate that will do right by us. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. You got questions, we got answers. Love you. Peace. Bye.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.